Jim. Ken?
Hi, Mr. President.
How you doing?
Very good, sir.
What have you found out?
Not much. I would,
Did you go over the things I did with you last night?
I did.
What was his reaction?
Well, whatever you want to do is all right with him.
Do you have any preferences or choices?
No.
Does he prefer that I announce instead of him?
I think he does, Mr. President. He just sort of feels that, it's rather arrogant of him to announce that he has decided not to allow himself to be a candidate, and that whatever you want to do is fine with him, and however you do it, and he will acknowledge it to be factual.
All right, and would I say that I have discussed the vice presidency with the attorney general and informed him that I wonder if it would. How would you think it'd be better if I just let George Reedy say in response to a question that Johnson? I dodged it all morning. Did you hear about that?
Well, I read it.
I went over every way I could and tried to be.
Obviously, get out, didn't to some degree?
Yeah.
All those questions.
Yeah, but I interrupted them before they ask his name.
Yeah.
And they'd say, I have a rumor or a report, and I'd say, well, I don't pay attention to rumors and reports. I haven't made my decision. I mean, I have made my decision, my final decision. I might be able to say this, that let George Reedy say that the president has not made a final decision. He's talked to a lot of people and a good many delegations, and they've given him their views. He has reached one conclusion, that he's not going to ask any cabinet member, he's not going to ask a convention to take any of his cabinet members and put them on the ticket.
Yeah.
Or anybody in the executive branch. That might include Shriver and McNamara and Stevenson and Kennedy.
I think that'd be good.
And not pin up any one of them.
Yeah.
Then it would leave open the senators.
Yeah.
And the governors.
Yeah, do they know that you and he had a conversation? I gather they do.
Yeah,
from my
one
phone
or two.
Yeah. I haven't talked to anybody, but I've got the calls from the six who it looked like.
Who's calling?
Well, Roland Evans, who I haven't talked to for 9 months for obvious reasons, and there are four or five that fall in that category.
Yeah.
Who would I presume? Well, I would know something I shouldn't know.
Would it be better to do it with several or with one? You want to get a trial balloon on that? I've got to do something. I'm going to hold this briefing off as long as I can. But they do want to lid and close up before the working day is over with, and I don't believe I can go another one. I think we'll lose control if we do. Now, I would say this. I've carefully studied the thing and concluded that it would be inadvisable for the Attorney General to, for me to recommend the convention, the Attorney General, for the number two spot. And I have communicated this to him. That looks like that we... We're different and following different courses.
Mm-hmm.
I might say I've discussed the vice presidency with the attorney general, and we will. I will not ask a convention to consider him for vice president. He has assured me of his desire to help in the presidential campaign in every way possible. That would be one way. The other way would be to say that I have carefully considered the list of candidates, and I haven't reached any final decision, but I have concluded that I would not ask any member of the executive branch.
My personal opinion, Mr. President, is the first one would cause a furor. The second one will have them all running over to the Attorney General for an answer. As he discussed it with you, and I think that's where you have to
The second one's preferable, in my opinion, because then it's a, does not just specifically single him out.
Well, now, will he, and I can say I've communicated to them, and I haven't communicated with Stevenson. I haven't communicated with Shriver, but I could. And I think I ought to if I say it, don't you?
Yeah.
And you think it's preferable to have three or four. Do you want to check with him?
Yeah, I will. Can I get back to you?
You think it's better you check with him than me, don't you?
I do. I mean, I'll talk to him now, and I'll call you back.
Now, also try to find out, well, I guess I don't need to do that. Call me back. I'm going to go down and make a speech at 4:30. I'm in my room now.
Right. Just...